Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Big day of racing Saturday. Royal Randwick, some Group 1s left, right and centre. And we're going to find out all about the quaddie and hopefully some winners. Paul Joyce, hello.
Yes, thank you, Sean. Another terrific day's racing coming out of Randwick on Saturday. Interesting sort of quaddie. Obviously, we've got the Randwick Guineas as the second leg, and we've got Nods on Favourite in the Autumn Sun. So let's get stuck into it. We'll kick off with the Canterbury Stakes over 1,300 at weight for age. A good race to start the quaddie. I think there's four horses here that really are lengths above the rest of the field as far as class goes. And I'm putting five Shoals on top. I'm going 5, 3, 1, and 2. I think Shoals is over the odds out of these big four. She's the biggest odds of the lot. She beat a few of them in the Premier Stakes when she got beaten a lip by Santa Ana Lane. That was at Randwick on a good track over 1,200. Now, here we are at 1,300 Randwick. The track should be good. She's only missed a place once at Randwick from four starts. That was in the Everest when she copped that heavy nine track and just floundered all the way. So I think she can win this first up. She's got great first up figures. And I'm convinced she's probably just a touch better than her main dangers here. Number three, Kemantari with the blinkers back on second up. 1,300, probably the perfect trip. Flashed home in the Oar, has had a trial since. Just hasn't won for 51 weeks now. And I'm just starting to wonder whether he's just the unluckiest horse in Australia or is he just not quite as good as those wraps were around him, remembering he's an entire. So it's easy to wrap them up. Number one, Trapeze Artist, another entire. And he hasn't won for 45 weeks now. He's run some terrific races. And to be fair to him, I don't think he's anywhere near as good on soft and heavy tracks. So the fact that he ran second in an Everest last prep on a heavy nine goes to show that when Gerald Ryan sets him for an assignment, he's more than cherry ripe and usually capable of winning. But as I said, he hasn't won for 45 weeks either. There's two trials coming into this very strong. I think he'll go forward and give a great sight. And number two, Piarata. Great first up figures. Couldn't back him off the trial against Trapeze Artist. Trapeze Artist bumped him in the trial when they met on the 18th of Feb. But when you look at his Randwick form, he's had six starts here for 3 wins and 2 seconds. I've just got to throw him in the quaddie. So, look, I'm keen on Shoals. I think Shoals is a good bet. But for the quaddie, we'll go 5, 3, 1, and 2. That takes us to the Randwick Guineas, the second leg of the quaddie. Now, the Autumn Sun will go around about $1.50 favourite. What can beat him? Nikita Jane, the market suggests, is a big chance. But, look, I can't have the fillies beating the colts here. Nikita Jane was very good last week winning the surround. Bunched finish, slow tempo. She managed to sprint home over top of them. But what the Autumn Sun did first up in the Hobartville was something else entirely. They crawled in front. Vega Days kicked. Bondi went with him. The Autumn Sun it was an impossible task, really. But he knuckled down, got the job done, and won by half a length. So he's now had 7 starts, 6 wins. His only defeat was at first up in the Stan Fox last start in the last trip on heavy 8, and he was a good thing beaten. So I can't see them beating him here at set weight. Number one, the Autumn Sun, the anchor in the second leg of the quaddie. Third leg of the quaddie, we'll take numbers 2, 1, 3, 7, and 4. 2 on top, Natoya. Found this a really tricky race for the mares, but Natoya's double figure odds, 14 of her 18 starts have been in black type races. She's drawn barrier one, she's got Blake Shin, she's third up, and she wasn't far off them in the Guy Walter in a leader dominated race last week. So I'm happy to have something small on Natoya. I did toss up between Lover Lover and Natoya on top. Lover Lover's also a tempting price at around $7.50. She's second up. She won the Kembla Grange Classic, second up last prep at a mile. So this race profile is really well for her. All too soon, number three. If there's any rain around, she comes right into contention. She can still win on a good track, but I think we all think she's better on soft. At least her stats certainly point towards that. So keep an eye out if there is any surprise rain turn up. Number seven goes in 4-4, and we'll make sure we have Luskin Tearlass covered because she does look the leader here off a soft gate, although this is a big class rise. And number four, Caravali goes in. She won this race last year on a good track, yet she's $30-odd dollars this time around because she flopped first up. She could definitely improve sharply second up, so we'll throw her in 2, 1, 3, 7, and 4. That leads us to the last leg of the quaddie, the listed Randwick City Stakes over 2,000. Tough race to close. Plenty of chances. I've gone 7, 1, 2, 9 and 3. 7 goes on top here, High Arm. Now, on my speed map, I couldn't find a leader. I think High Arm from Barrier 3 with Kim Clark, she'll just land there by default. And when you go back through her form, when she really hit that purple patch of form, winning the Group 1 Vinery and then running second in the Australian Oaks behind Unforgotten, she was leading. Since then, she hasn't led and she hasn't placed. So, second up from a spell coming out of the Peter Young Stakes behind Avilius, if she can just jump, find the front and maybe control the tempo, I think she'll give a massive side here. So, number 7, High Arm, on top in the quaddy. To beat number 1, Big Duke. I thought his run was enormous in the Parramatta Cup first up. Got a tricky gate, but he'll just go back and run on. The 2, Jarmay for Hayes Dabernig. Thought he did just enough in the Mornington Cup prelude to suggest he would improve sharply second up into this. Number 9, Emperor's Way. He's drawn barrier 1. He's had 3 wins from 4 starts at Randwick. He likes good tracks, so he gets all the favours. And number 3, One Foot in Heaven. Did enough in the James Roos chasing home Seaway and all too soon. He'll definitely improve second up out to the 2,000. So we'll go 7, 1, 2, 9 and 3 in the last leg, Sean. Now, there's 100 combinations there. So for $20 this week, you will get 20% of the dividend. Obviously, we're anchoring the autumn sun, but another terrific day's racing. Looking forward to the Randwick Guineas and, of course, the Canterbury Stakes.